I don't know if you've been following this story, but I find it completely and utterly fascinating. You hear about this treasure, this buried treasure out in the Rockies worth over $1 million in jewels and artifacts, and it's this art dealer from Santa Fe, very eccentric kind of guy. He's 89 years old now. 10 years ago, he planted this treasure somewhere in the Rockies. He put together this poem in his memoir. Very short poem. You would think it'd be easy, but it's not easy at all. How to find the treasure. And if you find it, and all the clues are there, that you would be the rightful owner of this more than $1 million treasure. 250,000, maybe more than that, 300,000 or so people have looked for it over the years. People have quit their jobs in order to do this. They've spent thousands of dollars to hunt in this very large section of the Rockies. And people even lost their lives in search of this treasure. Well, fast forward to a couple months back, and the treasure has been found. Forrest Fenn, this eccentric art dealer, says, "We've got our man. He's found the treasure. It's all over, folks. The treasure's been found, and he's a man out east." That was it. No, he's anonymous, man out east. And you would think that would be the end of the story, but that's kind of where more twists and turns begin. This story just keeps going because a number of things have happened. People have a question. Well, do we get to know? Can he present himself through an attorney? Is he real? Does someone really have it? Is this Forrest Fenn, you know, is he faking this? Is this another piece of the treasure hunt? Is this another chapter? All kinds of questions. There have been lawsuits filed from different people who have been in search of this treasure, including there was a lawsuit filed a little while ago by Barb Anderson. She's a Chicago real estate attorney, lives in Rogers Park. She's been on the hunt for this treasure for a long time, and many said that she was one of the lead solvers. She was getting close. It seemed as if she was somebody that people were following and knew that she was somebody who was had a real good shot at getting it. But then we find out that it's been found. And I know, Barb, last we talked with you, you were, thank you for calling in again. We've talked to you a couple of times here on the show. So thanks for calling in again. Are you back in Chicago?
I'm here in Chicago with the vacant condo, just kind of keeping up with things, but I'm going to go off to Michigan for a little bit and then figure out, you know, waiting for this place to sell.
Okay, but you're no longer out west, because at one point we talked to you and you were still there. You were guarding the territory where you thought the treasure was, and you said, "I haven't seen anybody come or go, and I know the treasure is here in this area, so I don't understand how anyone could have found it."
Yeah.
And you even filed a lawsuit because you thought maybe you got hacked.
That's still unanswered, that whole component.
Okay.
So, I mean, they clearly knew things about my search and me, and there's been a lot of what they're called, they're fanatics, and they call themselves fanatics. So the last month I've been constantly harassed by these crazy people. I just had one today who was texting me. The bottom line is that, you know, I'm being, you know, harassed left and right, and like everybody else, I want very clear, simple answers.
Okay, everyone wants simple answers here, and I thought it was pretty simple when I first saw those headlines that said, "Hey, they found the treasure," and then we met you, and you said, no, don't be so sure. Last time we spoke, you thought that might be Forrest Fenn, this very complicated guy who knows, puts together these intricate clues that are tough to follow, that this might be part of the treasure hunt, that he's going to announce it's found, but that there's some clues within that somehow that leads you to it. Represent that right?
There's been a lot of, even today with the announcement that it was in Wyoming, which is the new update, which, you know, there's a lot of discussion on the blogs that they don't find that credible. So basically, we're all still just waiting for a very simple solution and this purported finder to come forward, because it just seems like it's still a bunch of malarkey at this point.
So you're not satisfied that this has been found?
No, I'd like to hear the solve. I mean, I have a very good solve, a very simple solve, and if I told it to you, you'd be like, "Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense."
I don't even know what a solve is. What is a solve?
So you'd have to solve the poem is a puzzle. Mm-hmm. So you have to basically figure out where the words in the puzzle relate to geographical points. So if I said to you, like, if I were able to disclose to you, okay, the word meek means this geographical point from the poem. If I went through like 9 of them in the poem, you'd say, "Oh my gosh, you're kidding me." I mean, it's like so easy. But I can't tell you that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, that's where this confusion is why is this happening? Yeah. And I was led to believe that I was correct back in 2018 on a blog site. And interestingly, that whole blog where I was, a character, has been wiped clean. So it just gets more and more confusing.
Wait, what was wiped clean?
So back when I was blogging, like I had a character name, and I'll tell you that down the road.
Okay.
I was blogging. People didn't know I was Barb Anderson. I was blogging under this character name. Anyway, it was this website. So I went back the other day where Forrest, I believe it was Forrest, who was on the blog chit-chatting with me under his own character name. It's been totally wiped clean.
Very
strange. You can't
see any
of those comments anymore.
There's so many strange things that are attached to this, and I don't know how you keep all the facts and things straight on this, Barb. And I know you're an attorney yourself, so you're probably good at that. I just, you're not the only one questioning whether or not this has been found. There have been news stories that have come out. They've interviewed a number of people who have been searching for this and believe that the chase is not over. That is, that either there's something funny going on with the way Forrest has run this, or, show us the guy who has it, or at least have him come out and speak, have an attorney speak for him, have somebody so that we know there really is a person who has gotten the treasure. What do you do about this? What are the next steps?
Well, so in my lawsuit, I've been keeping the court updated. The court had stricken my complaint, and I had questioned his order in a motion that was pending, and it's still pending. So today I wrote, when I heard the news about Wyoming, I wrote Forrest and his attorney an email questioning the solve, questioning why they're protecting this purported finder, asking for the solve, various other questions in that email, which you can see, I'm sure it'll become public news soon. And then I attached that email to my pleading to the court, basically just to keep the court informed about, how I was trying to move the case forward or off or withdraw it. But basically we need answers first.
Okay. Yeah, we do. I think that's absolutely true. I've been rooting for you, Barb. I thought last we spoke, you were very hopeful that, this was part of this whole thing was part of the clue, this next chapter.
Yeah.
And that you were going to get it. You weren't in Wyoming, though, that I understand. So I just...
Well, Wyoming is tied to it, but more like metaphorically. And people think the wording of this, as everything Forrest writes, is funny. Forrest always plays with words. So Wyoming is part of my solve in New Mexico, but it's not the way you think. It's from the book. It's a metaphorical reference. But the bottom line is we're still in limbo. We want clear answers. We want a clear solve, and we want a real person to step forward. I mean, people are saying, he's got it back at his house, and this is a hoax. And I just can't believe that he's just going to – Forrest always has a surprise.
Well, hopefully it's a positive surprise for you, Barb. I mean, look, you've been on top of this, and – kind enough to weigh in with us, and this is more complicated than I'd ever believed, because at the beginning I just thought it was a fun story and that you were one of the people, and then boom, here we are, fast forwarded today, and it's just continued and continued.
I told Peter the other day in a text message, I said, somebody posted the Willy Wonka scene where Charlie goes in and Willy Wonka says, "You failed," and he gives the gobstopper.
Right.
That scene, remember?
I do.
I said, I feel like it's this scene. I can't figure out if I'm Willy Wonka or Charlie.
You don't know. You still don't know.
Am I the mad, crazy Willy Wonka, or am I Charlie, let's figure this out.
Barb, you got to keep us posted, okay? I'm just so intrigued.
I will.
And I hope it works out well for you. And I hope you get the treasure ultimately, but keep us posted, okay?
Thank you. That's very kind for you guys to keep it in interest.
Thanks, Barb. Barb Anderson there.
Okay, but-